Support for WPR comes from Milwaukee Film, presenting the 16th Annual Milwaukee Film Festival, featuring local, national, and international films, April 11th through the 25th. Tickets are at mkefilm.org. Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. It's about 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, January the 19th. A new survey by the Travel Industry Association of America will release its first survey next month on culinary tourism. It's being described as the hottest trend in travel today. The survey found that California, Florida, and Texas are the top food travel destinations. But Wisconsin hopes to take a bite out of the food travel dollar in the years to come. There will be a new push to promote the homegrown goodness that you can find in Wisconsin, like, of course, the cheese, the regional specialties like the fish boils in Door County. How about the cranberries in central Wisconsin? Or how about those apples? How about the regional pride and joy food of your community? What is that? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We'll talk about this new culinary tourism push in Wisconsin this hour, what it entails and why, and we'll wonder what questions you have, whether you think this is a good idea. And I'm most interested in whether you think your region of Wisconsin should be part of 8 food and culture tourism trails that the tourism department hopes to develop over the next 5 years. Our guest is Sarah Clavis. She is director of marketing with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, and she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
I'm told you describe yourself as a foodie.
Well, I do. I love to eat, and I think travelers, when they vacation, also love to eat. And, of course, our economic impact numbers bear that out.
Yeah, foodies really should love this.
I think so.
Yeah, how do your numbers bear this out?
Well, our economic impact numbers, that's a study that we conduct each year to determine the impact that traveler spending makes on the state of Wisconsin's economy, tells us that about 25% of that economic impact is spent on food. And so it only goes to show that when you're on vacation, you like to eat.
Well, sure, you got to eat, though, too. I mean, but this is different than just, hey, eat while you're here. It's eat the Wisconsin really great specialty stuff while you're here.
That's correct. We want people to experience the authentic Wisconsin, and we think that there's no better way to do that than to couple great local foods and flavorful foods and even authentic things that really are only found in Wisconsin. Couple that with a great weekend getaway or a spa treatment or whatever event that you might like in the state.
Yeah, sign me up. This 25% impact being spent on food, you don't know, though, if that's being spent at McDonald's or at the fish boil in Door County, do you?
No, we don't. We just know that that category is food, mm-hmm. what people spend on their sustenance when they're in Wisconsin.
Yeah. So this is being described as like the hot button, the hot trend in travel today.
It is. And in fact, I'm often called upon to, you know, visit with colleagues from other states, or even when we have educational seminars that I go to, food and culinary tourism is right on there on the top of the list. And over the past couple of years, other states have won awards and presented just exceptional opportunities that their state has grabbed onto and really proven to be successful. So, you know, when you look at Wisconsin's nature, organic nature, if you will, you know, the slow food movement actually starting in Madison and one of the biggest farmers markets in the country, certainly the cheese and the brats and our beer, those things that are just already here, organic, natural things that are part of Wisconsin's fabric. It just makes sense that we are right on board with that whole trend of culinary and travel tourism.
Yeah, so specifically, what does your department have in mind when it comes to ramping up these efforts in food tourism?
Well, our first goal is to be a very strong partner with the Department of Agriculture, because without them and without their suppliers of this great food product, we wouldn't have an experience to promote. And so about a year and a half ago, we entered into a partnership with the Department of Ag, and it has been a lot of planning and talking and making sure that we have a marketing plan in place. That's the first goal, and the first strategy is to have that development in place with the Department of Ag. And they're actually the organization that will take the lead on planning these tourism and culinary travel trails, the itineraries, if you will, that will be developed. And we'll promote them. We'll put those on our website and create advertising around them.
So the it says here that 8 of these trails are going to be developed. Are they already determined what those trails will be?
No, they haven't been. This is still in the planning stages. But the point that I think is important is that we've, at the Department of Tourism, said, you know, what a great idea, because, of course, people love to eat and we've got the things to offer. Let's not wait until those trails are developed. Let's build a campaign that can start this whole idea and notion of, you know, look for the healthy local food choices when you're traveling. And so we started this year. In fact, just this month, an article and a 6-page spread came out in Wisconsin Trail magazine. And over the next year, there will be focus in each one of the issues of Wisconsin Trails on different parts of the state and the local food choices.
We are talking about food tourism in Wisconsin, and we wonder what you think of this new push and what foods or food spots you think should be highlighted. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We're talking about food tourism in Wisconsin. Our guest is Sarah Clavis. She is Director of Marketing with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. And we are welcoming your questions and comments about this new push to push food tourism in Wisconsin, to encourage people to consume more of the great local foods of Wisconsin when they are visiting here or traveling throughout the state. What food or food spots do you think should be in the ads that might be in development? What regional specialty or regional foods are in your area that you think ought to be highlighted on one of these 8 food trails in development? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. What local foods come to mind when you think of Wisconsin? When you say Wisconsin, what food product comes to mind? Certainly, Sarah, the brats of Sheboygan, the Sheboygan Bratfest is likely to be one of the places, and maybe the cheese factories that we have all over the state.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, we can all agree that those are two of our signature items, and no vacation would be complete without at least a sampling of one or the other.
Yeah, and now, well, actually, we have somebody who wants to talk about a cheese place, Mark in Hudson. Hi, Mark.
Hello, this is Mark Dolan, and the East Ellsworth, Wisconsin, has a great cheese factory that makes some of the best cheese curds of, you know, the United States.
All right, cheese curds. Well, we all love that squeak when we bite into a cheese curd.
And why do you say they're the best in the United States, Mark?
Well, because they get exported around the United States, they get packaged and shipped.
Yeah.
And just a local producer here, a long way from Madison.
All right. I got that down. Thank you.
Yeah. And we're not just talking Madison by any means, Mark. Thanks very much. So cheese curds, brats. What else, though? That's not and I don't want to diss these things. I love these things. But you were saying healthy local food choices.
Mm-hmm.
There are other things beyond the cheese and brats.
Sure. I think you don't have to look too much further than the heritage of beer and wine in this state. And there are a number of already awesome developed materials that people can pick up at any one of our welcome centers or through a number of different channels regarding, you know, specialty breweries and, you know, the whole theme of Spotted Cow and, of course, the Capital Brewery here in Madison mm-hmm. has the fabulous new product that, you know, brings in the wheat from the northernmost part of our state and has this awesome new beer. And you think about all the different fruits that go into the wines produced by the various members of the Wisconsin Winery Association. Just this weekend with the eagle watching, you can, you know, be sure that the Wollersheim Winery will be mm-hmm. having samples of their, you know, homegrown goodness on hand. So, you know, you think about pairing these different food choices with activities in the state, and before you know it, you have a great itinerary built that could take you a day or a week. And that's what this is all about.
So the trails, give me a little better idea what the concept of the trail is. It might be take this trail to just sample a bunch of great events and foods of a particular area, or would a trail be, this is a trail you can take to stop at all the great microbreweries all over Wisconsin?
Well, right now I think we're focusing on areas of the state,
mm-hmm.
and that's primarily because of the way that people plan their vacation. People really like itineraries that take them from point A to point B to point C and on and can give an idea of what there is to do along the way. They also like driving directions and maybe out-of-the-way nooks and crannies to explore. And so we're taking that concept and hoping to develop it into a type of driving itinerary that not only features the local goodness, but maybe the authentic crafts and different unique artisans that can be paired with even mm-hmm. Stopping at a roadside market, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Jerry in Fort Atkinson, who is with us next. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Baumgartner's cheese store in Monroe, Wisconsin, has always been one of my favorite places in Wisconsin to stop when I'm out, you know, heading toward Dubuque to go gambling or something like that. If there's going to be a trail out in that part of the state, Baumgartner's is very famous for its cheese, deli sandwiches. You can have a beer there. It's just a very nice place.
I'll bet you that cheese will be highlighted in the Monroe area, right, Sarah?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, we already do a lot with Monroe and Greene County right now in our public relations outreach, and even have funded through our GEM program, Joint Effort Marketing, different ways that those counties have woven together their cheese with the travel experience. So absolutely right on target with that idea.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jerry. What about things like cooking classes as sort of one of the reasons you visit an area is that you can go to a great, I don't know, a place that's known for great food, a bed and breakfast or a restaurant, and actually take cooking classes in a region?
That's certainly on the list of things that we want to include because of course, the hands-on experience that people really like. And, you know, educational travel is, again, another hot button. People like to learn when they're traveling. And so, you know, Wisconsin has a lot of cooking schools and a lot of, you know, kitchens set up where people can actually go in and, you know, learn how to make something that they just experienced. You know, a real unique offering that has just come to my attention is a traveling culinary school called Braise on the Go. And this particular entity will set up a variety of classes on local farms to create a local experience right in a farm setting. And so you can see by this kind of new business venture that, you know, people are getting really creative with how they serve up a food experience.
Yeah, what did you say the name of that
it's
was?
It's called Braise on the Go.
Interesting.
Well, yeah.
We will go next to Jolene in Chippewa Falls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I just personally think this is a great idea. I love to go to places and try new things. I've traveled a lot for work lately and found a they're out of the state, but I found a place that makes deep-fried potato salad in Illinois and a little bitty Mexican restaurant that serves 12 places in it in L.A. that has the best Mexican anywhere.
Huh.
What a great I like to do that too, Jolene. When you are visiting somewhere, instead of just getting something from a chain restaurant, try some sort of local specialty. And I've never heard of deep-fried potato salad before.
But it's so interesting because a lot of the people I went with, they would only go to a chain restaurant because I know what the food's going to taste like. And that's exactly the opposite of what I want. I want something new. I want something from the area.
Yeah. Is there anything in the Chippewa Falls area that you think is uniquely Chippewa Falls?
We've got, several places that make their own brats that I think are better than Sheboygan brats. But that's, personal, local.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a new restaurant, Native Bay, that gets a lot of organic from the farmers in the area, and it's all seasonal. It depends. In the spring they'll have parsnips and strawberries, and later in the year they'll have something else, and they create it. It's not necessarily anything, specific to the area, but just new foods from the area.
Oh, yeah. And isn't that a part of this push, Sarah, that maybe restaurants that do this kind of seasonal local produce?
Oh, absolutely. And there's numerous examples of that already, underway throughout the state. Like up in Bayfield with the Rittenhouse Inn and how they use the local berries. And, for example, in the fall, how they use apples, because that's really indigenous to the area.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Jolene. Have you ever heard of deep-fried potato salad?
I haven't. But maybe the people in Plover who are known for potatoes will try try that.
Yeah, we got fried cheese curds. Why not? Bob in McFarland. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm not allowed to have... Oh.
You're here. Go ahead, Bob. You should just talk to the phone. Don't listen on the radio.
I'm not.
Okay.
Because it's turned off. But...
I don't know. We don't hear any feedback, Bob, so I don't know what you're hearing. But anyway, he wanted to know about, he wanted to talk about, the good German beers and whether that would be a part of this push. Sarah?
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. Yes, absolutely. Beer and wine and, even, anything creative that really uses the local food supply chain. And so, there could be a specialty kind of beverage that maybe a local supplier will make that would be part of their offerings. But absolutely, beer needs to be considered in this whole realm of local foods. We want to make sure that we're promoting local suppliers because, that's really the agricultural connection here. It's a way for, local farmers who have perhaps diversified their business a little bit.
Right.
And
I have to jump in because we're at a news break time, and we'll be right back after that. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 6:36, and we are talking about food tourism in Wisconsin and a new effort in Wisconsin to step up food-based travel, where the food of a region is promoted as part of the travel experience. The Department of Agriculture and Department of Tourism are teaming up on this, and we're talking about the effort, wondering if perhaps you think there's a food specialty, a local food
or experience in your region that should be a part of this effort, 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. In the coming years, state officials hope to develop 8 food and culture tourism trails that could be promoted, and people visiting Wisconsin or traveling Wisconsin could check out some of the great local foods, specialty foods, you know, like various cheese factories we have and bratwursts and other specialties. How about, I don't know, how about ice cream sundaes in Manitowoc? Doesn't Manitowoc, or is it Two Rivers, that claims to be the birthplace of the ice cream sundae? How about all the chocolate, great chocolate places there are in Wisconsin? I think there's also a chocolate festival in Burlington. I would go on a chocolate tour, wouldn't you? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. Our guest is Sarah Clavis. She is Director of Marketing at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism. And what about things like chocolate, Sarah Clavis? Wouldn't that be popular?
Oh, it sure would. And lots of different confectionery opportunities to weave into this. In fact, this summer we're going to ask people, what's your food mood? And we're going to match their food mood with a variety of different offerings. And this special promotion will be available at all 10 of our Wisconsin Welcome Centers. And we're developing a little wheel that will match a mood to food. And one of them, of course, is if you're feeling sweet that day and presenting a number of different offerings, including chocolatiers. And there are lots of them around the state.
Yeah, that would be very popular, I would think. And I think it is, the ice cream sundae is Two Rivers, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Sorry about that, Two Rivers. Now I remember. Would that be part of this, perhaps, too, that, you know, here's where this was born? Or how about Seymour's claim to fame that it started the hamburger?
Yeah, Joy, both of those things certainly will be part of what we do. You know, we're always looking for the quirky and the unusual to weave into a communication message, looking for that one thing that's going to hook someone in. And I think that, you know, if you know you're going to eat a hamburger in the location where it was first developed, you know, that might be appealing to somebody.
Yeah. Now our lines are full. Let's go to the phones. Dan in Jefferson. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm wondering, have you guys thought of, like, or is it in the process of you coming out with, like, a travel guide? So even for the people who live in Wisconsin can purchase, you know, for, like, I don't know, however much you would charge, $5 or something, or $3, to where even the people who don't get out like me much, but I love to taste Wisconsin food, so, and I always travel the East Coast. So if there was a guide that I could have, I could learn to taste, like, the areas where I like to stop, instead of, like, people say Ponderosa or, you know, the big places where you're used to.
Yeah, we'll get you, Dan. I would love to. I'm assuming you would have a part of this that Wisconsin residents would take part in, too, some sort of travel guide, Sarah Clavis.
Well, we'll certainly give some great consideration to a specific piece just for food. We are right now making sure that in our current guides we're adding in sidebar stories and different sections on, let's say, the cheese factories. So it certainly is something that as we develop these itineraries and the trails, you know, even something that moves people along the trails and have it published in a guide is a good idea.
Yeah.
I've made a note of that.
And there is a lot of people who live in Wisconsin who vacation and travel in Wisconsin too, right?
Oh, indeed. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's our biggest market is our own visitors, our own residents, rather.
Thank you very much, Dan. Agnes in Green Bay. Hi.
Hello. I was just wondering if you're thinking about all the sauerkraut in Bear Creek.
Sauerkraut festival. Okay.
And one other thing, this summer we were traveling in the Shiocton area, and we stepped in at some of the Amish stores and an Amish bakery and bought some really wonderful canned goods and bakery.
I didn't know there was an Amish community in Shiocton. Is that right?
Oh, yes. In the whole Shiocton area, there's Amish all over the place. And they have some wonderful spices and And the bakery was just absolutely, the young woman who served us was actually baking. Her apron was all full of flour and everything, and it was just a wonderful experience.
Oh, it sounds like a wonderful visual. I can sit here and picture it in my mind.
Yeah, well, that would certainly fit the bill of, you know, food and culture, certainly.
Yes, it would. Thank you.
Thanks, Agnes. And sauerkraut, I happen to be a fan of sauerkraut. I'm not sure that tourists would flock to the sauerkraut factory, but what do you think, Sarah?
Well, you know, there's all different kinds of people, and they like all different kinds of things.
Yeah,
so.
Bear Creek is, I think, the biggest producer of sauerkraut in the world.
I've made a note of that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, thank you, Agnes. Gary in Prairie du Sac. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Gary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just mentioning, thinking about, you just mentioned that the eagle watching days in Wallersheim Winery, and also is... the local meat market is run by Wittenbach. He's a local farmer that started up a meat market here several years ago. All the beef and pork that's sold at that meat market is produced within 3 miles of the store, so it's really nice that you know where your meat is coming from. And they've started up a lunch counter a while back, and now they've just started up their own little steakhouse that goes along with the meat market. And they've also, with their store, they've added Weber's Bakery from up at Lodi. That's been a bakery that's been in business for like 70 years up in Lodi. It's just a local bakery, and they got real good stuff. And then there's a Car Valley cheese store in town.
Yeah.
And then also is the Culver's. That's where Culver's started up, and they've got another restaurant besides their Culver's things is the Blue Spoon restaurant, and it's they got wine there, lots of different kinds of wines from all over.
Gary, are you with the Chamber of Commerce or something? No, I'm just teasing.
No, I just live there, and I think it's a great place to live.
It sounds like a lot of great local specialty things. And,
it sure does.
Yeah, and that's right. It's in fact, thank you, Gary. Let me go next to Kathy and Benson, who was also going to put in a plug for Culver's. Kathy, hi, you're on the air. Good.
So, like your last caller said, Culver's did start in Wisconsin, and I think that's amazing.
It is.
Yeah, the owners, Craig and Lee, they're wonderful people that want to help their community, and I think that they're people that would be willing to help this cause. So.
And, you know, to that point about Culver's, which I think is wonderful, is every year at the Wisconsin State Fair, the Blue Ribbon Auction, Culver's is there, and you know they buy livestock and use the produce in their restaurants, and you know there isn't anything more local than that. So you you find Culver's doing that, and a lot of the Wisconsin grocery store chains do the same thing, and you know that's really what this is about: connecting the supplier, the egg producer, to the end user through a tourism experience, and using food as that motivator.
Yeah, you'd have a couple of books worth of places, though, too, that would have great frozen custard or great ice cream in Wisconsin, I bet, too.
Yes, definitely.
Sarah Clavis, Director of Marketing with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, talking with us about food tourism and how there's going to be a push to kind of ramp up the efforts to promote food tourism in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Sarah Clavis, Director of Marketing with the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, about food tourism in Wisconsin. Culinary tourism, food-based travel, where the food of a region is promoted as part of the travel experience. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We welcome your suggestions of some sort of regional food specialty that you think is worth highlighting and perhaps some sort of ad, a tourism ad, to encourage visitors to taste the local food of your community. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Sarah Clavis, I see here that you are going to be, there actually is an International Culinary Tourism Association, and you're planning on bringing in the director of that to talk at the Governor's Conference on Tourism this year?
We are. Our annual Governor's Conference this year, March 4th through 6th in Appleton, will feature a number of breakout sessions and educational opportunities on how to ready your destination to supply local foods as part of the tourism experience. And the International Association helping us with that will be bringing in some big ideas to share with Wisconsin destinations and attractions and the folks who make it happen at the local level. So we're really excited about that.
And we'll go next to Kay in Madison. Hi, Kay.
Hi. I would second the suggestion about Amish stores, and they often have wonderful pickles and things, too. I'd love to know where they are. I thought about Booyah. You know, and they always have the big Booyah Festival. I think it's near Belgium. Someone else might know exactly. The stew that's...
Yeah, it's like a chicken stew. I know it in northeastern Wisconsin, the Green Bay area, and maybe you're right, the festival, I'm not sure exactly where that is. Sarah, do you know where that is?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know where that is right offhand. But, you know, if there's a vegetable, animal, or mineral, we have a festival named after it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and the Swiss areas, too, around New Glarus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of not only New Glarus beer and cheese, but they have a lot of Swiss foods there, too, don't they?
Yeah. And they do cooking demonstrations at the New Glarus Hotel and are, you know, really where the whole heritage and culture really comes together with food in New Glarus.
Thank you very much, Kay. Booyah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Virginia in Ellison Bay. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to mention the Door County fish boils.
Oh, sure.
The fish boils were originated by a commercial fisherman from Algoma named Cliff Winnicker. And he had a fish rig in Bailey's Harbor, and he threw fish boils for his hired fishermen occasionally. And Lawrence and Annette Wickman, who owned the Viking Grill in Ellison Bay, were the first to adopt the public fish boil in the late 50s, and from there it spread in restaurants throughout Door County.
Oh, I bet.
Oh yeah. Door County and their fish boils, known throughout the world.
Yeah, certainly that's going to be a part of it, I'm Virginia.
Oh,
it sounded
absolutely.
Like I read in this article that was in the Capital Times. It was a follow-up, I think, to this food summit last week. And it talked about how Door County, like regionally, the Door County Tourism Group is already, you know, kind of making up its trail. It says Door County will be one of the culinary trails.
Well, they have actually, you know, the folks in Door County are brilliant people when it comes to marketing their area, because they were on this well before it became a tourism trend. And they have a project already developed called Kingdom So Delicious.
Oh.
And it moves people through the whole county with food and their arts offerings paired together. And it's been a wonderful success. And in fact, you know, has served as a model for our thinking as we've moved through the strategic planning stages of this.
Yeah, great idea. The fish boils, the cherries, the ice cream at that. It's an Ellison Bay restaurant. I think it's Wilson's.
Oh, that place is awesome.
Thank
Sit
you.
Sit out on the porch and have an ice cream cone and watch the boat.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Virginia. Doris in Shawnee, Ohio.
We don't forget about the dairy brunch that we have up in our region in Shawnee County. It's the last, one of the last Sundays in June, and it's held right on a farm, a different farm each year. But that is wonderful. And we also have restaurants in Shawnee area that specialize in German Bavarian food with potato dumplings and spätzle and anything you want. We have a local sausage maker in Bonwell that goes way back to 1900 to 1900, wow. I believe. We have one two Amish stores. We have a small local beer maker, and we have a lot of prize-winning cheese factories.
Wow. Well, what more could you ask for, Sarah Clavis?
I got it all down. we're headed to Shawano.
Yeah, sounds good, Doris. And there are a lot of these, a lot of not just cheese, but there are a lot of dairy products. And June Dairy Month, I'm sure there'd be a lot of activities around that.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Doris. Amy in Muscadet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd just like to mention the Morel Mushroom Festival they have every year.
All right.
We have a lot of chefs and stuff from Chicago and stuff that buy our mushrooms and make them in their restaurants. And it's a tradition for the families to go out and look for these mushrooms. And it's a small town, but a very fun festival.
Thank you.
Yeah, and very tasty and little pricey, but very good. Thank you, Amy. Karen in Milwaukee. Hi, you're next.
Yes, not a week ago, a colleague of mine had a visitor from the East Coast, and he said to him, "Is it cheese season yet?" and we both were just laughing and thought, what a wonderful marketing line that could be for Wisconsin cheese. Is it cheese season yet?
Well, and to answer that question, we're cheese season all the time.
Yeah.
Well, right, but you can use that in a funny way to advertise.
It is. It's adorable. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. It looks like people on the East Coast need a little education when it comes to cheese production. Thank you, Karen. Well, what about you? What food specialty or food product in Wisconsin do you think should be pushed as a part of this new food tourism effort? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Here's one from producer Leo Duran, Sarah Clavis, and I wonder what you think about this. He went on his own food tour on State Street in Madison, just stopping at all the different cafes and especially all the different coffee shops.
Oh, now that's interesting. And kind of a neat twist on an urban trail.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that Madison would have a lot of places that people could stop for lots of, you know, local food and beverage choices.
Well, I think Madison rises to the top even nationally as a benchmark for what it means to incorporate local foods in just about anything they do. You know, you look at L'Etoile Restaurant and how they use local foods. And even, you know, the list is really long with great restaurants in this city who've made a commitment to local producers and sourcing their foods, regionally.
Kimberly in Madison, hi.
Hi, Joy and Sarah. I'm really enjoying the program this morning. I'm driving, and I'm thinking of many different products we have in the state that I would like to endorse. One is the Norske Nook restaurant in Osseo and Rice Lake with their pie and the relationship.
Definitely.
And the Norwegian culture. So the other is Jolene had called from Chippewa Falls, but I'm a native of the city, and I wanted to mention the Olson's Creamland Dairy, which many tourists stop at on Main Street in the summer for ice cream.
Okay. Olson's, you said?
Olson's, and it's homemade. It's HOMAID ice cream.
Okay.
It's made locally. And then, of course, Line and Kukul Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one I wanted to mention was Mineral Point and the influence with the Cornish and the pasty.
The pasty, of course, yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Kimberly. I know that. I think a lot of people in the Upper Peninsula did the pasties, but so did Mineral Point.
Yes.
Kevin in Milwaukee. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I was actually curious to see if there was any kind of microbrewery tour that could be something similar to Napa that's for beers in the area.
Well, I know that there is a micro beer and wine tour map that has been developed in conjunction with, you know, several different partners. And, again, you can pick that up at any one of our travel information centers. And they've actually plotted the breweries and the wineries out on this map so you could move around the state using that as a guide.
And what about the website, travelwisconsin.com? Any stuff on there?
Yes, travelwisconsin.com is, of course, your full-service stop for any travel planning. And then also saverwisconsin.com. That is a similar website administered by the Department of Agriculture that has all of your food sources. So, you know, all the farmers markets throughout the state and, you know, and all of the meat producers and the vegetable producers. And so we really see those two websites just working very, very well together for this initiative.
Thanks, Kevin. Judith and Eau Claire speaking of farmers markets. Hi.
Hi. I'd like to mention the downtown Eau Claire Farmers Market. We have about 60 local farmers who sell there 3 days a week. And we've moved into a brand new pavilion in the Phoenix Park on the Eau Claire and Chipper River. And it's a great place to visit.
Yeah, and more and more farmers markets all over Wisconsin, Sarah Clavis?
Oh, farmers markets, again, have, you know, just really become popular with the whole push to, you know, source your food locally and to know who's producing it. And, that, you know, that's another thing is that relationship that people want to develop with, you know, the purveyor, that person who's running and owning the stand at the Eau Claire Farmers Market. That also has become important. So, you know, really good point because the scenic overlook that is a confluence of those rivers, and I know exactly where you're setting this up in Eau Claire, and it's beautiful. So you not only get the outdoor recreation, but you also get great local food. So good combination.
You know, we made through the whole program without anybody mentioning a great fish fry at a tavern, but we'll do another program on that.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Sarah Clavis is Director of Marketing at the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, talking about a new push for food tourism in Wisconsin. Thanks to Steve Williams for producing the program and to Leo Duran for on-air production. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.